anybody else there yet?
Yeah, I'm on.
Good morning, this is Candy Say from Virginia.
Hi, Candy. Where do you live?
I live midway between Richmond and D.C. near Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay. You're back on the East Coast.
Yes. We are having yo-yo weather, and today is a balmy day, and tomorrow it's supposed to be frigid. Yesterday. So, it's Virginia.
Well, I'm hoping. How do you know how to get on to the WebEx?
I am currently looking at the page with all of your pictures. I am on the WebEx.
I know, but how did you get on?
Oh, I went to the YB Hurton.
Yeah, I know that. I'm at the point where it asked for your meeting number. What did you type in?
You don't need to put in the number. Go down to the next box and type in the numeral 4.
What and then next box?
Put any space.
Huh?
Type in the numeral 4 where it says password or something like that.
Yeah.
Type in the numeral 4 and then capital S.
Yeah, I did all of that. It tells me I can't get on.
Oh. Well, the only thing I can, well, have you installed the, I think it's called Act.
Good morning.
Hi, Ruth.
Well, how's that, Karen? Okay, Karen. Have you tried getting on the WebEx yet?
Well, I've been trying and couldn't get on, and just now I think I'm going to be on. No. What's the password?
The password is 4, the numeral 4.
Yeah.
And then success, no space in between, a capital S.
Okay,
and then
I'm on.
Small.
I'm on, thanks.
Awesome, good. Were you putting a space between the 4 and the success?
No, actually. I'm not sure what I was doing.
Okay, Karen, I sent you a little message on email. I don't know if you're aware you can look at it or not, but while we just have a couple of people, I asked you to come in on the host code or else kind of the group that we have on here, have had on here, pretty much every day. I'd like them to know to *6 and be able to mute in and out or else come in on the host code so that we have a team that's live that because now the email blast works from the company, and we sent this letter, the letter that I sent last night, right, out to our whole organization.
Okay.
So we want to be able to have a control over the sound at this point.
Yeah, I got that email.
Okay, good. You are being early. Okay, today. Already saw your email. So, okay, who else do we have on the call this morning? I can see a few coming on the screen here. And Candy, are you on the line?
Nancy Clyde is.
Well, hi, Nancy.
Hi. I keep my grandkids on Wednesday, so it was a crazy day yesterday. I missed the lifestyle call.
Okay. Well, you can get in when you can get in. You keep them every Wednesday?
Yes. And right now I'm in my car. That's why I got on. Well, I guess it's 9 o'clock now. I'm heading to Bible study, but in Arlington it's illegal to dial or do anything in the car, so I dialed before I passed the highway.
Good for you. Okay,
I'm going to leave myself out. I'm in the car.
Okay, thank you. Oh, somebody has a camera. Oh, there you are.
Hi,
have a camera. See you.
Virginia.
Send us a picture, Nancy, so we can put it on our board here. it could get so many pictures we won't be able to have everybody's picture, but at least I'll have them. That will be wonderful, especially when someday if you're co-hosting. Good morning. Who was that?
This is Margaret.
Martha Sue.
Iris.
Martha Sue.
I see my picture.
I found a picture of you really quick. I don't have my files very well organized and my picture files, and so I sometimes have a hard time finding my picture that I have, so I've got to get those fixed up. Okay, it is. We'll give 7:01. I give just everybody, a few other people, 1 minute to get on, and we will get started.
Mary Lou's here, too.
Good, great. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Somebody else say something?
Good morning, all. Steve Crowfoot.
Good morning, Steve. Yes? Steve, we sure appreciate your recording these calls.
Well, I appreciate the information.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. We will not mute unless we have noise. And if we do ask you if you have any noise at your location, that you star 6, which will mute. And I think I will also turn off the chimes so that we aren't chiming right through our conversation. Okie doke. So, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy day to you. And let's get right to the next slide. This week I'm not taking everybody's numbers. If you have a comment about your numbers today, if one or two of you want to say how it's going with keeping your journal, if you have something to say about that. Anybody have anything to say about the journal? Because we're going to move on. We have a lot to say about the other chart.
May I ask a question?
Yes, you certainly may.
Since this is my first day here, the journal, you get a point for what things?
These things that have a number by them, the Primac water, the sleep, each one of these things. The exercise, now you see I have exercise all through here, but that's how to get to your 30 or beyond 30, or the 30 plus points, is before you eat. Exercise. We will talk about that again on next Monday a little bit, because of Monday I will cover the, but it's good to ask a question whenever you have it, but
okay.
We'll cover it more thoroughly. Anything else? You're welcome. So there's your 10 questions for a 10 for a perfect day, or a perfect you, whichever way you want to look at it. Anybody else have a question about the chart? And there's the food pyramid, that's not online yet. Is that online? I guess it's may it be when you open that other one, you might be able to see this one as well, probably.
It's online, but the food chart isn't yet.
Nope.
There it is.
Ta-da.
Excuse me, not the food chart, but the block chart.
This is a block chart, and it looks a little bit blurry on this slide because I had to snip it out of Excel. It's created in Excel, and I didn't know how to move it into the PowerPoint, and so I had to snip it. So it isn't as clear as it will be on, I think it will be very clear online. You may have to have it. Well, we'll put it online in a PDF. So it will have you'll be able to read it better than it is right here. This is a snip job. And let's go ahead and talk about what we have here. So, I'm very excited about this. Karen?
Ruth, this wasn't on your site last night, was it?
No, I was making it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, we'll be able to print this at some point?
Yes. You'll probably print it more than one point because once in a while I will get more things in here. Or I'll find out the pH of some of these things. Some of them I just ran out of time and I will be able to get them.
Okay.
I am again encouraging you to read that Alkalize or Die. We are going to, I believe, use this for a class book. So these numbers are related to the pH. Down here is the Q for what they are. Here's another thing that you'll learn about the acidity, the pH charts. There are lots of them with different, there's one I have that I've pulled offline, and it runs from about minus 40 to plus 40. So I didn't think I wanted to make up that many colors, so I didn't use that one. And then some others have some different ideas as well. So I've chosen to use the one by Dr. Theodore Baroudi maybe. This man, I want you to know a little bit about him, has a BS in psychology, a master's in educational counseling, a degree in chiropractic, then he went and studied a lot in Beirut, Lebanon, and Colombo Americano, Colombia, and traveled extensively in Europe and Asia to gather information on the healing arts. If all that's not enough, then he got a naturopathy degree, 1991, and a PhD in nutrition, and he's a certified nutritional consultant, professor of the American Association of Nutritional Consultants, and a diplomate in acupuncture, but I'm not familiar with that diplomate word, but I'm sure it means something of recognition. He currently uses nutrition, natural healing, electronic acupuncture, herbology, kinesiology, and practices chiropractic separately. I thought maybe he had enough of degrees that we could listen to him. And he lectures at conferences and on radio. I thought maybe we'd have him on the call someday, if I can find him, if he does such a thing. Remember, we had I got that Dr. Colin Campbell that wrote the China study on our call. So he says right off the bat that Alkalize or Die. He says this title certainly sounds like an over dramatization. It isn't. So that might be the most important thing we say.
Is he the one that wrote the book?
He is the one that wrote the book.
Okay, cool.
As the author. So typical of me, I go and get a book and I find what I want. Here's all of these numbers are in here. I whittled my colors down to six because it was just too complicated. You couldn't tell enough difference in the colors otherwise. So each one of these blocks being like yellow ranges from 0.5 to 1.0, and some of them it seems like it would be nice to have it stretched out, but you can see that some of these that are colored yellow for acidic, trying also to go along with the other chart that's on the website and our chart that we do the drops, the water testing with, is why. So anyway, as you look at them, some of them are more alkaline or less alkaline or acidic than others. Even though they are all blue, they have a range that they could be in here, so they might be better than the others, some of them. So anyway, so typical of me, I don't read any of the first part. I just jump into what I want to find out and start using these numbers. Then I read, then last night I started, this book has some good stuff in it, I'm going to read the whole thing. And then I found out all of his degrees and work, and I thought, boy, I'm glad I chose these. I wouldn't want to change them. So he says, I present you with a forthright solution to the problem of illness. alkalize yourself. So I think we're on the right track. So then, this chart may look familiar to you because we used it before from Dr. Sears' blocks. Originally, Char made the block chart, and so you can. So we're controlling our alkalinity, so that helps with our immune system and is just absolutely necessary for us to stay on the alkaline side for our immunity and for inflammation. And so, then the blocks. Monty might explain how these blocks affect your blood sugar. Right. Would you like to do that for me, Monty?
Well, I'll try. But every food has what they call a glycemic index. Glycemic index basically means pretty much that when you eat something, how fast will that turn to sugar within your body? In other words, how fast does the body absorb it? Where you can take certain things, like, for instance, watermelon, just as an example, watermelon is very alkaline, but it's also very high in glycemic index, which basically means for somebody like me who has diabetic tendencies that it in turn is bad for me to eat. Because it spikes my sugars, and that's why sometimes when you eat certain blocks, that those blocks can determine basically how much you need in regards to the program. And that's about all I can say about blocks right now, Ruth.
Well, that is very good. Thank you very much. So you'll notice up here that we have favorable carbohydrate choices and the carbohydrates, and these blocks are put together in 9 grams for the carbohydrates equals one block. And so what we then learn is that by eating one block of each of carbohydrate, protein, and fat, then you would have a snack. And women, I don't have this on here, I need to add this on here, is that if you want for a meal, then what Dr. Sears suggested is for the number of blocks is that each of your meals would be 3 blocks. Now, as we've been off the program for a while and been learning some things, and particularly one of the key factors we want to do and learn is that we learn how to listen to our body communicate to us. These down here are unfavorable carbohydrates, and again, you get 9 grams of them, but up here you can have, where is that, spinach or something, 10 cups of lettuce, you can have 10 of that, that's one block. And down here, I can have one fig. You know, would you rather have a whole lot of lettuce for dinner or only one little fig or maybe 3 figs? If you have all your blocks, you'd only eat 3 figs for your carbohydrates. Well, you probably wouldn't want to do that. So you want to really keep your meals, your carbohydrates, up here in the top. And then maybe what you'd do is you'd have your lettuce, 5 cups of lettuce. Well, then you only got a half a block. And 5 cups of lettuce sounds like quite a bit, but I probably 3 or 4 cups when I do salad. I eat a serving bowl of salad, and mostly lettuce or spinach. And then I can add some of these little things in down here, maybe some papaya. If I wanted to have some good alkalinity, I would add some papaya. Now another thing, we have lemons and limes are very alkaline. And so as we go through different days and continue on, one of the things I wanted to share with you is if you're eating up here and some of the things are in the light green especially is on the acidic side and you have plums or something, how are you going to balance that is the important thing. And so maybe I have three plums with my dinner or something. Or 2 plums, since you don't get very many of those. Well, then I'm going to be on the acidic side. But if I had taken some lemon and limes and squeezed all the juice out of them and put them in my ice cube tray and frozen them, then I could take one cube out and make myself some lemonade. And I certainly don't want to add any artificial sweetener. I think I put that on here. Artificial sweeteners right down here. 0.5 potentially cancer-causing, have been known to cause partial blindness. We do not want to eat artificial sweeteners. Well, we don't want to drink lemons without any lemon water without any sweetener either, so we can add stevia. I don't remember where I put it. But stevia is very alkaline, and it's very sweet. So when I make, sometimes I make hot lemon, like a hot tea, I can make hot lemonade and put some stevia in it. And there I have, don't have very many carbs, because the lemonade that's down here is got sugar in it, I think. I think the lemons and limes, here they are, right there. I don't know what happened to the number, I'll have to check on that. But it's a good number you can have. You don't need very much. So anyway, what questions do you have about the chart at this point? And we do have, and we also have the proteins. Again, the top.
Hey,
well,
Ruth, what is the white blocks? I mean, you have some things that are white.
They're not, I don't have, there's not any more things to put in that I know of. We'll have to learn. I don't know. There is a Dr. Sears total block chart. And so actually you could take that total block chart. If there's something that you like to eat, you could look it up and write it in. Or you could tell me and I'll write it in. So
in other words, white means you don't know where it's.
It's not. This is nothing. If it's white, and those that I have, like the egg substitute, I don't have the value for it here. I don't have the pH value on it. It's not in the book, or in anything else that I could figure out. Some of them I can look at some of the other charts and estimate by what
like your olive
chart says.
I didn't have the
pH value up for it.
Ruth, this is Linda. I have a question.
Okay, Linda.
Down below, you have the colors that say estimated pH values, and the most alkaline is 7.0, 7.5. That means that no food you take in is higher alkaline. That's the highest you can get with food.
There are different scales, but yeah, most of the things that are that's the highest on his scale. The things that we have, there's not any on the protein side.
Because I'm doing a presentation today, and it's about acid versus alkalinity, and mainly the water. But one of the things I'm saying is the thing that puts you more acidic is a lot of the food. I was hoping I'd be able to print something like this out, or the chart you had yesterday that's even simpler. I don't know how to do that, but you're saying that you're using different pH scales. So, that one. I was hoping to print that out, but I can't because I don't find it on your website.
It should be under the chart, the journal chart. If you scroll down on it, you might find it. I'm not positive.
I was on there last night and I couldn't find these charts.
Okay, I'll put them on. I'll get Dennis to put them on for us.
I didn't find any of the charts on your website. What category
under Ruth's presentations.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back. Okay, so the thing about asking about the numbers, Linda, is
yes.
that we're I decided to use Dr. Baroudi's, that's how you pronounce his name, chart in Alkalize or Die, and I'm really glad that I did. Some of them were really complicated, and I would have to have about 80 colors on the chart, and they go from that. For those of you who weren't on when I first said that, they would run from a minus almost 40 to a plus almost 40.
Wow.
But so they're generally saying the same thing. They're just using a whole lot more numbers. It seemed like it was a whole lot more complicated, but essentially it's the same. And most of the things that are really higher than seven. Well, seven, I think, are maybe about six on this chart. Five or six on this chart would be at zero on this one that runs from the minus 40 to plus 40. So anyway, I think we're getting the same idea. And then this other chart is even more simple still. But what I like about doing this with the block chart is you can figure out how much to eat. Again, back to the amount of the blocks. And what Dr. Barry Sears with his zone program, which are these are the zone blocks, suggests, and what we used before in lifestyle, were these amounts of where you had three of these blocks, three protein, three fat, and three carbs for your meal, or with men would be four of each. What we have now just I have discovered, and people may discover different things with their body, is that I will be eating, I eat fewer proteins than that. But you can start with a three. It worked for people. People got lost weight. They were healthier. I think that's why we came back to this. But when I'm doing this and doing my meals, I've tried going vegan completely. I listened to my body. It said, your hair is falling out, your fingernails aren't even good, your memory is getting worse instead of better. And what I found that made me feel the very best, this is just an example, and I welcome others to give an example, is when I would eat an egg, I would feel my memory would be good, I would have energy, I'd feel great. And so I listened to Roger Drummer, and he was eating 30 eggs a week. So I said, okay, I'll just put an egg in my shake, and then I feel great. Then I have some watermelon in my shake, but not too much. Like Monty said, the glycemic level is high. Is it high or low? Is it high or low, Monty? I don't know how that glycemic level works. Anyway, it makes your blood sugar go high because it's very sweet, even though it's very alkaline. So you want some, but not too much. I put some, and then the other thing that's really nice is we have this protein powder, NECAM protein powder. I added in a little spot here, and it has stevia in it. It has a pea protein as a base, and so it's a very high alkaline protein. It doesn't have artificial sweeteners in it. It has the stevia, and so we have a really good protein. But we don't necessarily, it calls for three scoops, but I put an egg in there, so then that's one of my block protein blocks. And then, so then I would only use two scoops, but because I don't think that I need that much protein, I just need some consistent protein. Then I put usually one block. The other thing is all the other foods have some protein in them, too, as long as I have a good animal protein, so to speak. I have really good energy. So it's going to be a lot about listening to your body language, what your body tells you. Okay, do you have any more questions or comments?
I like it. Thank you for all your work.
You're welcome.
Well, this is Mary Lou Ruth, and the other thing I keep thinking about, too, is you know, we don't want to eat a lot of those things that are in the acid and in the acid category. But if we slip down in there, the wonderful thing is we've got our wonderful IMAG water that is, you know, so alkaline that it kind of helps to balance that back up too.
Right. Good point. Well, and talking, we talk about balancing our the carbs. And how we can eat these, some of these up here, and then we can have one little piece of this down here. I can have a fig. Figs being
right.
Very alkaline, I drive my own figs. But the same thing, is what you, and what you're saying too, is that if I eat something up here that's kind of light green, I can't believe that Swiss chard is that on the acidic side there, like some oatmeal, well, then that's going to make me kind of on the acid side, so I've got to go down here and find something to balance that. And so I could have a drink of my own lemonade, which is made with stevia and not sugar, with my meal. I'm sure you could have all the lemonade you wanted. Made with stevia. I like the liquid stevia. I'm quite sure that the stevia was a 6 or a 7 in alkalinity. So, very good. Okay.
Ruth, this is Sherry. On the other chart?
On the protein one, you mean, or the...
Yes.
Or
the other one, sorry.
This one?
Wondering about that green color that walnut and cream... and cottage cheese is. It doesn't seem to be on down on the chart graph or the chart map. Do you know what I mean, the color map? It's a different green.
I don't know which. I don't know what you mean.
Ruth,
well,
it's
on
a dairy.
You have
on
a dark
column dairy. And
well,
on the
dairy, that green that's there, I don't see it.
Here? No,
yes.
Up.
No, up on the dairy line.
On the dairy line.
Dairy and the whole egg.
There you go. The
yeah.
Color green.
That green, I don't see it down below that tells what the different colors represent.
This whole egg?
Yeah.
I changed the color, and I changed it on the carb side, but I forgot to change it on this chart. Good, thanks. I changed that to this color because that made all this side blue, and then this side all green. So I can just go through and change those.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You. Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
Ruth, just for clarification, let's say I wanted to have because we're on the chart here with the best protein choice is 7 grams. As a male, I could basically, just clarification, if I wanted to get 4 blocks of protein, it says, like, let's just go where it says, just up in the left-hand corner, it says beef range, okay? To get my 4 blocks, that tells me that basically 1 ounce is a block. So if I wanted to eat that beef, in order to meet my qualification of 4 blocks, I could have 4 ounces of beef.
Yeah,
correct?
That's right. Yes, thank you.
So when
thank
we all look, yeah, so when we look at the blocks, all that means is like the emu is 1 ounce, so you could have, for a female, 3 ounces, and you would have your block, your grams. Your blocks, I should say, but for me, male, I could have 4 ounces of emu. So it's just not one, it could be up to however many blocks you need. And you can divide that in all, just as long as you have 3 blocks coming out of those different blocks, correct?
That's correct. Thank you very much for clarifying that, because we have had people think that they only got to have 1 block of everything when they were starving.
No. Right.
So
I
really appreciate that. And most of our people who are, especially who want to lose some pounds, will do two shakes, and that's what the program was that we run, and two shakes a day. So then when you're making your shake, most of us would use a water base and then add the protein powder, and so then if you were only using the protein powder, you would use all of your carbs if you use the three scoops, because it's 27 carbs and the protein powder. So then you wouldn't be able to put anything else in it. So you might want to do two of the carbs, but then that cuts out your protein, one of your protein blocks as well. And so I think I don't have it in here now. So then you, when you do your carbs, you have to, if you want to add some fruit, then you'll have to do two scoops. And then if you want to have the three carb protein, I think you have to check the protein. Anyway, so then you can add some strawberries or something in there. Now, the other thing is that, and it's plenty sweet. So if you don't have to add any sweetener with your fruit either. If you put raspberries in, those are pretty strong flavor, but you probably need a good blender to blend up all those seeds. Another big surprise I got was, look at these blueberries. They're over here on the acidic side. I about fainted when I saw that. Very much a shock. Okay. So I will probably fix up the protein blocks and then put it on the website today, because I want you to have it right away. But it's not going to be completely complete for a little while. I'll probably update it once a month or so you'll have to keep your eye on it. Okay. So I'm excited to have this much complete, because this is really the basic for figuring out what you're going to eat. Does anybody have any questions about how to figure out what to eat? Most of you have been on the call before with us when we had lifestyle before.
Ruth, it's Carrie again. I have a question on the white again. I know it was addressed, but some of them are filled in like hummus under cooked vegetables. And when it's in the white, what does that represent?
Unfinished.
Oh, okay. You probably just said that. Okay, thanks.
Right. I didn't find the value for it yet. And this broccoli one was on here about four times. And so that one's on there because I want to put something else there.
Okay, good.
And there was broccoli all over the place. I don't know why.
Huh. Okay, thank you.
Bruce, I just want to clarify. When you make your milkshake, you put in one raw egg?
I do.
So do you... Do you use less of the protein?
Yes, I'm using usually one or two, one, depending on what else I want to put in there. I'm using one scoop of protein, because three scoops is 27 grams of protein. Well, 27 times three, I mean, not three, nine, is one block, is 9 grams, and I can have only 27 for a female, like Monty said. And so that would be, if I use 27 of them, that's all of my carbohydrates. I can have to have just water then. And that's, you can drink it in just water, and there you'd have it. You'd be done. Or you can put ice in it, and that will thicken it up a little. But I like to have maybe some spinach or some fruit, celery, and sometimes I put tomato in it, not with the fruit. Thought maybe you could. Different things in it, but you've got to add those all up, whatever you put in. And anyway, and I'm not eating the full blocks of the protein, like I said. But I probably am getting the three blocks of protein, because there's protein in spinach, there's protein in almost everything. There are grams of protein. But I do need to have some, and the egg seems to be my body's favorite thing that gives me the best energy. And so I usually have that for breakfast. And I'm not doing much weight loss, and so I have one a day. But when people who are doing the weight loss frequently do two a day, either breakfast and lunch or breakfast and dinner, and have a full dinner of their three blocks if they're a woman, or four blocks if they're a guy. I thought this one was good down here, the acidic-causing activities. You know, another thing I was going to mention, speaking of activities, is exercise. I was thinking about that as I was brushing my teeth, because when I'm brushing my teeth, I don't just stand at the sink. I brush them a little bit, maybe spit out some of all that foam, but mostly I'll go in the other room, I walk around, I look out the window, and sometimes I'll stand and do kicks or something like that. I don't do jumps. I don't jump on the trampoline, but I'm always doing something while I'm brushing my teeth or brushing my hair. And so some of you have talked about different things and ways to get more exercise. Have been mentioned about walking further to the store. To be honest, I don't usually do that, but I do it while I'm doing other things. Oops, wrong direction. Okay, see if there's anything else we need to talk about. I will want to put up the number of blocks on here if I haven't got that on there for men and women. And so I'm going to put that on there before I put it up on the website, the suggested blocks.
So by tonight, probably we could go on the website and print these?
Hopefully by noon, Karen, yes.
Okay.
I will hope to have it done by noon.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciative.
Well, pardon me?
This is Candy. I'm so appreciative of the information. The Heavenly Father always orders my day because I'm meeting a woman this afternoon who's working with the challenge of cancer. And we're meeting this afternoon to talk about the alkaline diet and the significance. So this is a real boost. Now, it's three blocks per meal from each, or
that's
three blocks a day from each?
3 blocks per meal. And then in Dr. Sears' program, you have 3 blocks of each carbohydrate, protein, and fat per meal. And then you can have 2 snacks, which is a snack is 1 block.
Okay.
A protein, 1 block of carb, 1 block of fat. So we used to use more cheese, but when we read Dr. Cole and Campbell's China study, we stopped eating so much cheese and really cut that either out, like Dennis doesn't eat any cheese, or a vat because it causes health problems so much. Dr. Campbell said he would be able to turn cancer off in the children in Philippines, so different people are more susceptible, but he would give them cheese to take it away and their cancer would come and go accordingly.
I needed that refresher. It's been too long since I've read China Study.
Okay. I think our time is up, and so thank you for joining us. Tonight I'm doing, Mary Lou and I are doing the WebEx. And one of the things we're going to talk about is helping people to have enough income to be able to buy the foods that they want and the supplements that they want and need, and talking about the water and the nutritionals. So join us at 6 p.m. Pacific tonight on the WebEx. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome.